Good morning and welcome back, my friends. You are now listening to Tuesday's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. It is Tuesday, February 20th, 2007, about a minute past midnight here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at www.republicbroadcasting.org, as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. Our guest today is a clinical researcher. He's been on the program a number of times, but certainly a few weeks ago here on our evening program, one of the first guests we've had on. And the guy is just absolutely dazzling with his information. He's been doing it for well over 20 years and can talk about a variety of different subjects. So if you have questions about your health situation, whatever it might be, I guarantee you he can at least recommend something. His name is Glenn Parnum. His website, www.ihsite.com. That's ihsite.com or internationalhealth.net. Glenn Parnum, welcome, my friend, to the show.
Hello, Brother Frank. How are you?
I'm doing better. Thank you very much. I had some family health issues, crisis today to contend with, and it's left me sort of scatterbrained and sort of, you know, just sort of empty. But, you know, you being here is a charge up for me on a spiritual level, on a physical level. I'm really, really pleased that it's you here tonight.
Well, you're one of the few people I will stay up this late for.
So. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's getting real interesting out there, and I hope your listeners will call in. Okay, so, even though we're going to talk about you know, super silver and the infectious diseases that are rampaging out there, I do want to just talk to like about general health. So if the listeners will call in, if they have some health questions, and also I want your listeners to call in if they have been noticing in their area of the country a tremendous amount of spraying of the chemtrails.
Well, let me be your first caller, my friend. We've had incessant amounts of chemtrail spraying. Today was the first day I didn't notice it, and we had winds of like 40 miles an hour, you know, gusts. So it was almost like it was too windy for anything to stay if they were spraying it. So I think they maybe just took a day off.
Yeah, I'm getting calls from our clients all over the country about this upper respiratory thing, and I always ask them, you know, because I try to educate them. You know, some people are ready for the truth, and other people, you know what I'm talking about. But and the ones in the know, okay, I ask them, have they been spraying in your area? And they said, unrelenting. And the kids are getting sick.
Yes.
Elderly are getting sick. Mom and dad are getting sick, or they have been sick with this unrelenting upper respiratory problem.
Yes.
And, yeah, so if your listeners are out there with any health questions whatsoever, I am not a doctor. I'm a clinical researcher, which means I can tell you the truth. Because if I was a doctor, an MD, of course, I could lose my license if I told you the truth, but since, okay, I am a researcher, and any questions out there about hormones, that's one of our specialties, and clinical nutrition and infectious diseases and that. So if there's any health questions, you know, and I know there are out there.
Sure.
I mean, almost everybody I talk to is having some challenges, and there are some pretty simple things they can do to feel better and to keep their family protected, but what do you want to talk about first? I was listening to your last hour.
Oh, okay.
And it's fascinating.
Oh, yes.
I hear the music.
Yes, you do, my friend. It's a quick one. But yes, we have a lot to get into, and we will do so. Folks, please stay with us. We're going to take a short break here. But Glenn had put the call out. Questions about your health? I guarantee you, if he doesn't have the answers, he knows someone who does. And more likely than not, he has the answers. But our phone number is 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide. Let's hear from you, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Attention, attention, everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine, Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. And our special guest this evening is joining us from International Health. The website, www.ihsite.com. If you'd like to call in and ask your health questions, you're more than welcome to do so. 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Glenn Parnum, our guest. Welcome back, sir.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Let's start out with an update on Super Silver, because
yes,
things have been going on. Okay, let's see. Last time I was on, I'm sure we talked about, and it's on our website, okay, because the U.S. Patent Office just did for us what the FDA warned us that we couldn't do when we got our 50th clinical study on this new silver particle, and it's now actually being called a new silver technology, and I'll explain why in a minute. But anyway, when the FDA sent out the letter that says if you publicly release the results of your clinical studies, we'll shut you down as a new drug.
Right.
So I would think most of your listeners are in the know, but just in case there's some new people, the FDA is a criminal organization that is there to protect the profits of the pharmaceutical cartel, and the last thing they want is a natural product with no side effects that is going to kill every major disease known to medical science. So here we are with Super Silver, a nanoparticle of silver with an oxygen ramp on it. So big deal. Okay, it's the studies. And up on our website, because about a month or so ago, our U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, which we knew was going to publish all the new patents that we just got, okay, on this technology. Well, they went one step further. It's about a 30-page report. It's about halfway down on our homepage. And if the people click on it, they will see all the technical data. You know, that's the first 14, 15, 16 pages. On about page 18, it starts listing all of the diseases that have been proven to be killed by independent medical research. None of this was done in-house. This is hospitals around the world. And we are talking about every bacterial infection known to medical science. We're talking about viruses like HIV and hepatitis. And that's not me saying it. That's these doctors, okay, because legally I can't claim anything cures anything. But the patent office, and it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, because the FDA was very, very straightforward that if we publicly released those studies, they'd really come after us. But now that, you know, it's their own government organization, the patent office, and it's really interesting to see. I mean, it's literally killing everything that it comes in contact with.
It's amazing.
With no side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So then there is a second article up there where they took a bunch of the name brand antibiotics, 19 in total. They're all listed. It's a peer-reviewed medical study. Now, this is the highest that you can get because all of these MDs out there with their nose in the air who think MD stands for medical deity, and I've had them say it to me, has this product been peer-reviewed?
Wow.
I says, no, it hasn't, doctor. That's a very expensive test. I said, someday it will be, but if that's what you're waiting for, I'll get back to you when that happens. Well, we got our first, and they took 19 antibiotics that are no longer working on the superbugs. And this was a group of scientists from Utah and India, okay, top-ranked people. And they added a watered-down version of our Super Silver technology down to about 6 or 7 parts per million, added it into these antibiotics, retested them, and they all worked again on the superbugs. Ta-da!
That's amazing.
That's amazing, and that's going to open the door to going to the pharmaceutical cartel and saying, excuse me, guys, your cash cow of $50 billion a year, your antibiotics, which are no longer working. Now, do I personally feel that the Super Silver alone would have killed the superbugs? Yes. But this was basically done because the biotech company is a business. And they wanted to take this to the a pharmaceutical cartel. So anyway, that's a peer-reviewed medical journal.
That's fantastic.
Then there's going to be another one up there. And this one, there are some of these scientists called quantum physicists. These are guys working on the stuff that Einstein was working on. Okay, I already have a copy of this peer-reviewed journal, so this is going to be a second one. Is it, all right, it's not published yet. But in a nutshell, here's what they found out. Several very interesting things on this particle of silver. Okay, and let me say to your listeners, okay, not only is this going to be something to protect you and your family from the stuff that's out there, which we'll talk about in the coming stuff. Let me recommend, okay, everybody should be buying some precious metals. There's no question about it. We know the dollar is on its way out. It's planned and everything. And silver, for a lot of different reasons, okay, is probably going to go up more than gold percentage-wise. When all this hits about silver, all right, and this is going to be one of the biggest new areas of the use of silver. You are going to see silver skyrocket in price.
Wow.
Okay, I am hearing that from a lot of the so-called silver experts out there and the scientists, all right, because there's already a shortage of silver. Okay, but our parent company, who owns the biotech manufacturer, is a silver mining company. So they will have enough, but just as a sideline, please, okay, silver is okay, has already hit $14. It's just below that right now. Buy some silver for a lot of different reasons to protect the value of the dollar that's dropping and stuff like that. Anyway, this new peer-reviewed journal article by these quantum physicists who look at frequency and look at all this stuff, they found that this silver particle gives off a scalar-type frequency. It doesn't even have to come in contact with the pathogen to kill it.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is going to be in a peer-reviewed See, Journal, I read it. Now, I'm a pretty bright guy, but this stuff was way over my head.
It's amazing.
Okay, but they found this, and also the silver particle, okay, the nanoparticle, when it does come in touch with either the bacterium or the virus, or in the case of malaria, which is not a virus or a bacteria, it's a one-celled protozoa that lives in the cell, and because we have a 99% absorption into the bloodstream with just oral dosing, so we don't have to go IV, it actually goes in and breaks down the DNA. They found that too, of these bacterium.
Wow.
And the viruses. So we not only have this thing which helped the antibiotics, okay, and they now know that it gives off a very specific frequency, which, you know, I mean, this is some, like X-File type of thing. But then to show, okay, how low of a dose is effective. When I first heard, okay, of this 10 part per million, all right, now I've been using what's fondly referred to as colloidal silver for 35 years. Okay, I've taken all types of doses up to, and including like 2,000 parts per million.
Wow.
I've got some, okay, in my research office that's 5,000 parts per million. Okay, so when I first heard it's a 10 part per million, I said, give me a break. What could a 10 part per million do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because of this new technology and this frequency that's generated. Anyway, we just got a full EPA approval, and I think it's our second, third, or fourth EPA approval, as a dental waterline disinfectant. Now, that may not sound like a big deal, but here's the thing with water lines, and dentist's office have a problem too. What these bacteria are doing in water and water lines is they form kind of a colony. It's like they all shout out, hey, neighbor, come on over here and join us, okay, in our camp. And they get together and they form this colony. And then to protect themselves, they build this thing over them called a biofilm. It's a biological film that, one, antibiotics cannot penetrate. There is not an antibiotic on the planet, okay, that has been able to penetrate this bacterial biofilm over this colony. Pure bleach doesn't touch it. Okay, but now we just got this EPA approval as a dental waterline disinfectant with 0.5 part per million that penetrates the biofilm.
Oh, wow.
0.5 part per million. So we now know, and we've known for a long time, if you have to disinfect water, pour some super silver into it.
Mm-hmm.
It don't take very much.
No.
So all of these studies that we've known about, okay, which we couldn't publish, are now getting published. Boom. Boom.
That's amazing, Glenn.
It simply brings credence, okay, to the fact that we now have a product. And, okay, I don't want to say that it obsoletes every other silver product out there, but it pretty much does. Okay, I know of two or three other companies who are on the same path as far as doing some of the research. And I have been encouraging them. I have talked to the owners of the company. Okay, because for business, what scares me a little bit, okay, is that 12 months from now, we could be the only legal silver product out there. Be good for business, but I don't like it, okay, because if we get taken out legally or illegally, because you know what can go on out there, then where does that leave everybody out there in the marketplace?
Wow.
I don't like that, okay? But right now we know we have got a product that is so unique. Okay, and please, people, all right, at least go to the website and check it out, all right? If you will call the office when it opens, do not call now. Nobody's there. Okay, and if you have not gotten in your hands yet the two DVDs that we're offering, and we'll talk about it after we come back.
Yes.
I hear the music.
Yeah, those are must-haves, in my humble opinion, as is the Super Silver, something that I just absolutely am convinced, Glenn, I just can't do without it. It's just so amazing, and we'll get into some of this stuff here, folks, when we come back. Give us 3 minutes, and then more Frankly Speaking Radio with our special guest this evening, clinical researcher Glenn Parnum of the website ihsite.com. Stay with us.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Love come quick, love come in a hurry. There are thieves in the temple tonight. They don't care where they kick, just as long as they hurt you. There are thieves in the temple tonight.
Good morning and welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. And what can I say other than this guy has been an absolute blessing to me since the first time I even heard his voice. It was just fantastic. He had answers for questions I didn't even realize I had just then. And certainly the Super Silver itself is, like I said, it's part of my daily health regimen. Glenn Parnum, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You very much.
Hey, let's talk about the superbugs that are out there right now.
Yeah, I wanted to get into some of that with you, too. First of all, you know, a couple of things. You mentioned initially about this recurring issue that people are having with the cough.
Yep.
I'm telling you, man, I've been battling that myself from a number of people that I've talked to. It's really hitting the children very, very hard. And the only thing, and I mean only thing, that I've seen at all that could work is taking the and people can get this from you. You have an eyedropper, an aerosol spray bottle, as well as a nasal inhaler. Is taking the nasal inhaler and using it almost like an asthma inhaler and just kind of, you know, inhaling as you spray it. That's the only thing that's worked. I had a little bit of a cough recently myself, and I did that for really over the weekend, and it's so much better today.
Yeah, it's if somebody's having some real problems, mm-hmm. okay, in their lungs, and they then they need to get a like a full nebulizer, or that you plug in the wall, because that's what they've been using in the hospital to kill the infectious tuberculosis.
Wow.
Which, by the way, has now become extremely drug resistant, what they call XDR.
Mm-hmm.
And it broke out in South Africa, to the point now where they are recommending military internment centers for these people. It is so contagious, and it just broke out up in Toronto hospitals. And one of the infectious disease e-newsletters that I get was calling it a pandemic. It's in the Toronto hospital. Oh my God.
Yeah, they've actually shut it down. And the thing that I found so interesting about that story was it indicated that it was the patients themselves who were getting sick. It's not like people were showing up there, but they were contracting it there at the hospital.
Exactly.
Which was very scary.
Yeah, and all across Canada, I mean, there's some very strange happenings on our West Coast. If we just start on the West Coast out here by me, the flesh-eating bacteria is back and raging through the hospitals in California,
yes,
all up and down the coast. We go a little bit further north, up to Vancouver Island, has this strange fungus. They don't know what it is. It's killing house pets. It's killing people. And it is right now confined to the island. Okay, it has not reached into Vancouver. They really don't know what it is. And, of course, you know, some of the tree huggers are already blaming it on global warming and all this stuff. I don't know. But
yeah.
That's on our West Coast, and then, for those of us, we're in Arizona, like along the Mexican border, there's now reports out that there's this very strange brain parasite, thanks to our illegal aliens. I don't know if I can say that on air.
Yes.
Okay, not being politically correct to the guest workers, but anyway, we got a lot of them coming over, and from eating not fully cooked pork products, they're getting this brain worm, this brain parasite, which is, and then they can spread it. So that's interesting. We have more Morgellons now that is reported to be in every state of the union. And some of the pictures that I'm seeing of these poor people, it's unbelievable what's happening. Okay, and there's actually now, it's not just the fibers growing out of them.
Yes.
They actually have bugs coming out of them.
Oh, my God.
Little.
So it is. I mean, display... Yeah, some degree of intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
But now, obviously, as a living thing.
There's something crawling out of them.
Wow.
Okay. Up on the East Coast, okay, there's, and it started there. It's now spread across the United States. But this new drug-resistant staph that used to be in the hospitals, and then it mutated out of the hospitals, and they called it community staph. And then now it's even mutated again. And healthy people are contacting this and dying within 24 hours. It just melts the lungs. Okay.
Oh, is that the MRSA-PLV or something?
That's
necrosis
it.
Of the lungs.
That's
is a terrifying thing.
Well,
I had read about that as well. I think I'd seen it in the UK, maybe.
Yeah, and it was also here too. It was on the West Coast and also on the East Coast. So, even before the planners, the spiritual wickedness in high places, the string pullers, let loose of the bird flu or whatever they're going to call it, okay? We have some things to contend with right now, okay? There is some stuff sweeping through the schools, okay? Kind of a super high-grade pink eye for kids, an infection that just ravages the eyes and the ears, and they're sending the kids home and quarantining them. And, it's just, if I didn't know we had super silver, and I'm not going to say this is the miracle worker that if you just take it a couple days, it's going to go away. All I know is people who aren't on it are getting extremely sick. People who are on it, okay, they may get something for a day or so, but it doesn't last that long.
Yeah, it's really nothing that can't be handled. And, Glenn, I've got a couple of stories here. I don't know if you've seen them or not, but it does involve the bird flu, and I think that we should maybe cover some of that as
Absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, when
okay.
we come back.
Yeah, because there are some new developments, folks, that I think are indicative that big things are coming, more than usual. Let's just put it that way. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with our special guest, Glenn Parnham.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome to the show. Let me remind you, of course, this hour is being brought to you by BioSolutions, featuring one of the most advanced Rife machines available to the public. BioSolutions has the solution for your good health. You can call them toll-free at 886-885-6625 with questions about your situation, or you can visit them online at www.natural-solution.com. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. That's toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Our special guest this evening, clinical researcher with International Health. He's been doing it for decades. He knows his stuff. Glenn Parnum, welcome back, sir.
Thanks, Frank. It's always
good
to be with you, brother.
Well, I really enjoy all of our conversations. I'm always, always, always learning a lot, which is fantastic for me, absolutely. I mentioned to you, and you were talking about all the things that are going around on around here, and that silver is really the fantastic thing to implement in order to, you know, really enhance your health in any capacity. You can't overdose on it. You can put it anywhere, really. I mean, use your imagination, I suppose, but you can really put it anywhere. And obviously, just the ease of which it's integrated into your regular health, it increases the effectiveness of antibiotics, so there's no conflict there. I mean, there's really, I can't think of anything. I've never come across anything that would be detrimental to counteract it, to interact with, I should say.
Right. And
yeah,
with the new shell, if there's any, if anybody out there with any skin problems, I don't care if we're talking a minor burn, a major burn, acne, a rash of unknown origin, all the way to the flesh-eating bacteria, the new gel, okay, with the Super Silver technology in it, which stays in place when you rub it in. It's remarkable. Okay, I've got a story for you about that, but you were going to talk about the bird flu.
Yes, if you don't mind.
Let's talk about it because, okay, please, people, call in tomorrow and get the DVD.
Yes.
Okay, it's by Dr. Scott Johnson, and even though it's called, you know, avian flu, man-made or natural, it's not just about the avian flu, but you need to understand what the world planners have been planning for us. The same people who pulled off 9/11, okay, and you have some very big plans, and you are included in them, and let's just say it's not going to be a day at the beach, okay, and the people need to get this information. It's a DVD. You and I have known much of the stuff on there for a long time, but it's the first time, all in one place on one DVD with irrefutable evidence. He gives the websites where these people have said it, the books, the page number, their websites, where what they're planning about, you know, world depopulation and using black plagues to do it and this and that. So please, people, get the DVD. There's no charge for it. You know, if that's all you get, you just have to pay shipping on it.
That's fantastic. Yeah. It is a vital, vital piece of information. And I will go on the record here and say this, folks, about that DVD, Avian Flu Killer of Millions. This thing... And, Glenn, you know how I do the show. I do a lot of news, a lot of analysis and all that stuff, and I try to find patterns. So, you know, that's what I do, which means that I guess it would be the equivalent of maybe somebody who plays music listening to a concert. You might have tend to be a little more critical without even realizing it just because it's something that you tend to focus on also because that's what you do. Well, that's how I conduct my show, and that DVD is incredible. It's probably one of the most informative DVDs I've ever seen, if not the most informative. And that I think that disc alone, if anyone watches it, that will wake up anybody.
Hopefully, it will either, you know, just put them back to sleep. I can't handle it. I can't handle the truth. Most of the people who are watching it that I talk to say, it did just that. It kind of shook them up a little bit and said, here's reality in 2007. Okay, it's time to not get afraid about it. Okay, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Let's just get some knowledge and wisdom of what to do, of who's in control. And they're already broadcasting what they're going to do. They have to do that. That's part of unwritten or written law of the Illuminati and the Satanists and stuff like that who run things. They have to tell us chattel, us serfs, either in a TV movie or a regular movie, something before they do it to see how we don't react, and that's their excuse. They're the illumined ones. So they have the right to do that to us because we're just serfs.
Well said, my friend.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. This is probably one of the most intriguing series of bird flu stories I've come across as of late. The first one, Glenn, is just a sort of where are we now sort of story. This one, my friends, came out earlier today, or technically the 19th, yesterday, if you want to be precise about it. Reuters. The World Health Organization has confirmed that bird flu has killed a 37-year-old Egyptian woman. The new case brings to 21 the number of people known to have been infected with bird flu in Egypt, which has the largest known cluster of human cases outside of Asia. H5N1 was also found to have been responsible for the deaths of 2,500 turkeys on a farm in eastern England, the first outbreak in British poultry, which, by the way, Glenn, you did break the news on that prior to anybody else. So I point that out. It was on our last show. Following, it says, are some of the facts about H5N1 avian flu virus and its spread around the globe. Since the virus reemerged in Asia in 2003, outbreaks have been confirmed in around 50 countries and territories, according to data from the WHO. More than 30 countries have reported outbreaks in the last year, in most cases involving wild birds such as swans. The virus has killed 167 people since 2003, according to the WHO. Countries with confirmed human deaths are Azerbaijan, Cambodia, China, Egypt, Indonesia, Iraq, Nigeria, Thailand, Turkey, and Vietnam. In total, the virus is known to have infected 273 people since 2003, according to the WHO. Many of those who have died are children and young adults, which I think is also very interesting because that's pretty much the way the 1918 flu went down also, Glenn, as you know.
Yep.
Vietnam and Indonesia have the highest number of cases, accounting for 105 of the total deaths. The H5N1 virus is not new to science and was responsible for an outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza in Scotland in 1959. Britain confirmed new cases in Scotland in April of 06 and in Suffolk earlier this month. The H5N1 virus made the first known jump into humans in Hong Kong in 1997, infecting 18 people and killing six. The government ordered the immediate culling of the territory's entire poultry flock, ending the outbreak. And finally, symptoms of bird flu in humans have ranged from, and we'll get through the list here, but Glenn, keep in mind, everybody, what Glenn had just said about the things that are going around, okay? Typical influenza-like symptoms such as fever, cough, sore throat, muscle aches, eye inflammation, pneumonia, acute respiratory distress, viral pneumonia, and other severe and life-threatening complications. Translation, honestly, we could very well be seeing the bird flu in some sort of perhaps diluted form within these chemtrails, my friend. Now, that is, I think, a vital, vital story, but that's not even the scary one. I haven't even gotten there yet. But, Glenn, we had a guy on last week who was talking about the sun changes and the high levels of ozone, which he said is actually purifying the air to a certain degree, which is why this bird flu that they've been attempting to do for a very long time isn't quite taking hold the way they had hoped it would.
That's exactly right.
That's scary, scary stuff.
You know, I mean, it's going to come. These people are going to get their way. But only in God's timing. Now, I'm hoping it doesn't happen till next year, but from everything that you know of going on in the political arena and with the laws that have been passed, if we have a national emergency,
yes.
Now, it could be a bomb going off, it could be a financial collapse, it could be the bird flu. From what I understand about the law, and correct me, couldn't the current administration postpone an election?
Yes. Absolutely,
just
without a doubt.
I mean, they probably wouldn't do that. But anyway.
Well, you know what else they can do? They can confiscate anything that they like. And here's a story that's – I just pulled it out of the stack because I didn't think it was too important with what we had just talked about. However, since you brought it up, my friend, AP today or the 19th, it says, unlike other critical infrastructure sectors such as water and energy and healthcare, the food industry is not getting much help from the state and federal governments when it comes to disaster planning. Now, that – opens up with, that's a couple paragraphs down, but it says, will fruits, vegetables, meat, bread, milk, and other staples be available to the if the United States is hit with an anticipated bird flu pandemic? So it says, as they urge people to stay away from public places, will people be able to get groceries? And the answer, of course, is that the food industry is sourced in that story as saying, well, yes, we've planned for this, definitely. And another food industry source says, oh, yeah, we're talking about it all the time. Obviously, they're talking about it, they're thinking about it, but they've done nothing to make it happen, and there have been no federal money allocated to this cause specifically. So I think that's intriguing as well.
Well, and they have said... and when I say they, again, it could be, you know, you can put any names you want on it, but the United Nations food program said that they will use food as a weapon.
Yes.
You know, and that hungry people tend to obey.
Yes.
More, and if there is a breakout of whatever they're going to release, and some governor starts to enact the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. You won't be able to get food.
That's right.
They will shut down the grocery stores, and if you obey like a good little serf, and I don't know if they're going to say, well, you have to take a chip or you have to get a vaccination. The laws have already been passed on that. That you know they'll come to your door and with a nurse and a military guy, not necessarily American,
yes.
with a rifle, and say you will take this shot or you will be arrested and put into an internment center. And if you want food. You know, that's why, I mean, it's best for people, please, with whatever resources that you have. You need to take care of food, water, and shelter, of course, and, you know, and just do the best you can with the resources that you have, but don't be ignorant of this. I think in that same article, wasn't there some woman who says, we only have three to four days of food? Hello.
Yes. You're exactly right. And she says, well, they better tell us if something's coming. Well, unfortunately, young lady, they have been nonstop. And this is where it gets interesting, my friend, because as you know, just a quick overview of the of the sort of the political state of things. For those who are following, you'll understand this, Glenn. You certainly know all this stuff. But in essence here, folks, what you've got is a potential standoff coming. And obviously Iran is going to be on one side and the U.S. and Israel will be on the other. And certainly there will be other countries lining up to jump in there. Now, Iran has signed defensive agreements as well as economic agreements with a variety of countries, including Russia. Now, Russia obviously is the site of this polonium-210, I guess you could say, smuggling operation, by which many people conclude that that has gone to radical Muslim groups who have suitcase nukes that require the polonium-210 as a nuclear trigger in order to set them off, whose effectiveness will only last for about another 30 days. So when you factor all of that in, you can obviously say that there's a big power struggle going on in the world. Now, Russia, back in the, I think it was the 60s, Glenn, they were actually spraying the flu virus up into our skies. Now, this is documented in a variety of sources. People can go and look that up, and I can maybe point you in some directions as well. But what they were doing that for is to test the vectors by which, if they chose to pass along a biological warfare, chemical warfare agent into the air over the United States, where would it land and who would it affect? So when you factor all this stuff in, surely you can assume that if Russia was doing that to us, surely we weren't going, darn it, what can we do? Well, you know, I take that and then I move forward with this story. This is out of the Russian media. Kommersant.com came out on the 19th. The variety of the Moscow region's bird flu is dangerous for human beings, according to RIA Novosti News Agency. The birds in five districts of the Moscow region have been infected with the H5N1 strain of the flu that can pass to human beings. It's very, very unusual. Alexei Alisenko, briefer of Russia's Federal Veterinary and Phytosanitary Control Service, said, that's a mouthful, the infected bird was bought on the birds market in southeastern Moscow. The market was closed February 17th, and the experts are trying to determine the exact type of flu during a day. Now, obviously, it's translated from Russian, so there's some degree of, you know, choppiness.
Right.
It goes on. In the Moscow region, the bird flu is registered only in the private farms, so the virologists of the Virus Institute of Russian Academy of Medical Science claim the infected birds could not have reached the markets of Moscow. So what this story means is twofold. Number one, first of all, this particular version of the H5N1 is not seen in the private farms, and the private farms are the only place they've seen any bird flu in this in the Moscow region. So that's extremely significant because, in essence, now there's no way that could have gotten there. Well, Glenn, I'm sure you've seen this, but if you have not, also from Russia, from the Interfax news agency, came out on the 18th. Bioterrorism must not be discarded as a cause of an infected of an outbreak of bird flu at Moscow's poultry market, but this should be tackled by the Federal Security Service and other law enforcement services, said chief veterinary official of the Moscow region, Valery Sitnikov, to Interfax on Sunday. The regional veterinary services have almost no doubts that the deadly illness came from Moscow's poultry market. He said, quote, the birds that contracted the disease on the poultry market could have infected other fowl. Bird flu symptoms appear 2 to 3 days following infection, which can be seen from what is happening. The first decorative hen was brought in February 9th and died on the 11th. The second case, several hens were brought in on the 11th and died on the 13th. The management of the poultry market for some reason have failed to block the arrival of birds infected by this virus. I do not rule out bioterrorism. The FSB and other law enforcement agencies must have their say, end quote. Translation, these birds are being infected with a particularly virulent strain of bird flu that is able to make the jump over to humans and infect them, and they're being brought in specifically for that purpose. I think this is a this is evidence. Okay, that they are intentionally spreading this to enemies of the United States.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting, that thing you were talking about, you know, that the bombs and stuff like that, that the Series 24, which shows
yes.
on Monday night,
that's right.
the scenario in the new season.
That, oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That,
I didn't know that.
That terrorists have five suitcase nukes, and Russians are involved mm-hmm. Who have sold it to some Arab radicals, and they already blew off one, and then it shows everything going on at the White House, that, you know, and they're in their bunkers and everything, but they show the internment centers and the rounding up of people and
wow.
riots and stuff. But that is the scenario, and that's just with the suitcase nuke.
And oh, that's interesting.
Well, yeah, you know, because one of the things that the DVD on the avian flu goes into is the fact that these people always and have to tell us beforehand what they're going to do. So do you think there's any significance in the fact that it's Russia or Moscow, you know, like in your own opinion? Mm-hmm. Or
as far as this bird flu?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. And when you look at the infections, it listed it in the story about Iraq and other places. Iran has been alleged to have had many different outbreaks of bird flu, but they're not talking about it. So, you know, we have to factor that in. It's very possible this is being spread to our enemies. And you know, I'm not saying that the United States is behind this, but rather the global government to be is behind this. The powers that be, who, of course, are a variety of different nationalities from a variety of different levels of government and industry. But they're all the big power players and they determine things like this. So, you know, I'm not necessarily saying that it's the evil United States. Look,
no.
This is my country and I love it. But at the same time, I understand that that big things are happening right now to facilitate this conflict, to make it, in essence, a global war. And it will be. So, yeah, I do think it's very significant on a number of levels. And I foresee many, many problems coming up. In fact, Robert Gates, the guy who penned the paper authorizing or suggesting, endorsing that we should engage Iran in dialogue before he became defense secretary, just came out before Congress, Glenn, and said we got to have a very mobile and versatile fighting force because we don't know what's going to develop in Iran, North Korea, China, or Russia. Stay with us, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with your calls and more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back, folks. Tail end of our second hour already, and we've been spending this hour with our good friend Glenn Parnum. He is a clinical researcher from International Health. You can go to the website internationalhealth.net, or you can go to ihsite.com. There's an 800 number there, and we'll give that out as the show progresses. Glenn, welcome back, sir.
Thanks, Frank. It's very important that we talk about these things. And please, listeners, no, this is not about fear. This is about understanding the real world as it is right now and taking actions to protect you and your family for what is clearly coming, even before this bird flu weaponized version is released. But, you know, it's just time to understand that water, you know, water is important and salt's important and you know, like a very strong, system. Most people I talk to are not feeling well at all. Okay,
yes.
And we help them on the path back to feeling well, but they have to understand what's going on and at least make some preparations. Because just like that lady said in that article you were reading about the food, 3 to 4 days. And what would they do? Wouldn't they be at the total control of anybody, if it's the government who says, well, we're going to take control of all the grocery stores, okay?
Which they have every right to do. That's been passed into law.
Yeah. Now, would there be rioting? I don't know.
Does anybody wonder why they have police stations in Walmart and two little tiny entrances and a giant store?
You know, are they planning? I mean, it's just, you know, all the pieces of the puzzle for those who have ears and eyes to see and hear.
Well said.
It seems like, you know, pieces of the puzzle are all falling into place.
Well, I agree, and there's another issue, something I had mentioned, gosh, it was right when I first came on to RBN. A guy had given me a significant amount of information, former intelligence operative, and I hate doing this because, you know, I don't like to give out information that people can't verify, but I believe this can be verified if they're interested in doing so. They went through and they started doing inventories of all the grocery stores to find out what they had. So that was in 2003, and as you know, that's when bird flu made its first reemergence, I should say, in full force, as well as SARS. So this is a vital component, and the CDC has their SARS preparedness plan, which talks about checkpoints and certainly mandatory vaccinations. Now, Glenn, to take it on a global scale and put it in perspective, we talk about the Pentagon Climate Report, which discusses a variety of different countries that are going to be annihilated by the climate changes, not global warming. Climate change. Some places are going to freeze, some places are going to get warmer, and some places the sea level will overwhelm them. Well, if you take a whole bunch of countries on par with the population here in this country, and you take countries that have no access to water, to food, or to energy, and they will gladly join into a global government in order to get their rations, which is exactly what people will do in order to get their rations. They'll sign on to join in the military, they'll sign on to go and live at an ex-military base and participate in some sort of work for food program, and they will probably acquiesce to the mark of the beast. So all of those things are very, very important, and I we're coming up on another break here, and then we'll go to calls next hour here in about 2 minutes, folks. But Glenn, you guys also have those silver masks.
Yes.
Which is important also.
Yeah, the nano masks.
Yes.
Okay, and, you know, and we're in the process, like, of getting up, like, a, you know, like a web page about, you know, just some simple preparation things, you know, and the nano mask is definitely one of them.
Oh, without a doubt. And there's so much that Glenn has to offer. And you can call him, of course, at his phone number, which we'll give out when we come back. And, of course, our phone number, 800-313-9443. We'll get right to calls as soon as we come back from the short legal identification in about 90 seconds. Please stay with us.